Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1882, John Lingo.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for offices, either general business or professional, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,140 square feet, more or less, lying south of Route 9, 201 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison. Gentlemen, this application, the applicant did provide us an exhibit booklet or packet on March 2nd of 2011. It included an introduction, a map of the area, an aerial photograph of the area, a listing of owners in the immediate area, with reference to the uses of those properties, an aerial photograph noting the commercial, utility, and vacant uses along Route 9, and three panoramic photographs of the site from Route 9. A survey and site plan was also provided. On August 6th of 2010, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report and referencing that the traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. On March 9th of 2011, County Engineering Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references it that this site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And for the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm John Lingo, 5009 Beverly Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. You have heard what our director has been read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, shall we go through the presentation, or have you done that outside of this meeting?
It is. I think everyone has received it, and I suspect everyone has looked at it. However, this is your public hearing and your record, so if you would like to review it with us, please feel free to do so.
Okay, I started off on slide 3 with a PDF map of the area. It is included just to reference the tax map and parcel numbers. Slide 4 shows a Google Map aerial view with the property indicated by the word subject to give a general view of the other uses of property adjacent. As Mr. Lank described, the next two pages list owners and current uses of the surrounding property. Slide 7, though, has the letters C for commercial, V for vacant, U for utility, indicating the current uses as of 2 weeks ago of the properties adjacent to the subject property. Slide 8 is view 1, standing on the north side of 9, looking back. The yellow sign is the county notice of the public hearing. You can see that to the right or west of the subject property is an Exxon station. Across on the same side, the picture was taken as an available sign. This property used to be occupied most recently by a roofing contractor. Slide 9 looks east from the subject property, showing the vacant space next. And 10 is standing on the subject property, south of 9, looking across north at the properties on that side. I don't have much to add except that viewing the current uses of the surrounding property, they are mostly commercial or utility. So this property being residential use previously is the exception for that location. And I would ask that you would view this application favorably and recommend approval.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for you, Mr. Lang.
Sure.
Concerning the Soil Conservation District, with the addition of the to the house and what appears to be a paved parking spaces, would that necessitate their involvement?
If they disturb 5,000 square foot, they would require an approval from the conservation district. And today, currently, even if you're building a dwelling, they get into more detail on their site plan review. So they would, as a condition of our approval, it's going to be required to go through the conservation district for approval. It'll either be a letter or it'll actually be a plan approval. It'll be up to them.
Okay. So they would be involved in reviewing the site, making and
yes,
assisting the applicant with a determination as to
as with all the other agencies that we normally get involved with.
Okay. Thank you. Have you had any conversations with the Soil Conservation District?
I have not.
Okay. And it appears that you're proposing to add on 833 square feet to the existing property?
No current plans are in place for the addition of that. I just wanted to include it in this process so that I wouldn't have to come back in the future make another proposal in the event there was a need for that additional space. But there currently is no need.
But you're saying that might be a possibility that they had the 833 square feet to it?
Yes.
Okay.
When an applicant comes in, we suggest to show us what they're applying for immediately, and if there is any future needs, they're instructed that they should show it so they can at least describe it in the record.
Okay.
So they don't have to come back repeatedly like some conditional uses have had to come back.
Right. And what type of businesses would you anticipate being here?
General business use, for example, a real estate or a doctor. It's currently being used as an office for a realtor.
Okay. So were you cited for not being in compliance if it was being used for real estate office now, or?
No, have not been cited. I just wanted to go through the proper channels.
Okay, so you're trying to beat us to the punch.
I'm going to, I think this is the proper channel to pursue this type of use.
I see you're looking for a proposed sign. Is that a sign that you would like to have lighted, or?
The business doesn't currently require a lighted sign, but yeah, in the spirit of asking for something once instead of having to appear multiple times, yes. A lighted sign would be considered.
Because typically what happens, Mr. Lingo, with a conditional use application is the commission has, in the past, imposed certain conditions and limitations on properties, and which is why I was inquiring about the signs. Better for, like you said, it's better to ask for something now than have to keep coming back. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
Just one, I think, more for Mr. Lank. Is a 24-foot driveway, is that acceptable?
That's the minimum.
That's a doubt. That's okay. And would
we
this
changed it from 25 to 24 in two or three years ago.
Okay. And the 14 parking spots that you, is there a reason you came up with that number, or is that?
I believe the county code requires one space per 500 square feet.
And you took into account the additional
the
800
yes.
square feet into that formula. Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. If you would, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor
of conditional use number 1882, John Lingo. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1882? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.